I just remind everyone that when we're learning Briti Shalom, and there's very harsh things sometimes, they're very unpleasant things that for our ears and for our hearts to listen to. You have to remember that as long as you take it to work, take what you're learning to work, take it to your place. If you're oblivious, you say oblivious, right? That you don't care, then it takes effect on you, all these harsh things. But if you take it to work, then your level, where you are, it could be a person that is deciding not to be with Goya anymore. No, that's already he's going up a big level. Another person is in every sight of his eye that he looks in the street. It's his level. Therefore, in everything you hear bechlal in life, okay, we take it to your level. Your dog can yell at you as long as you want, whatever he wants, he can say. You take it, Rav Arush could tell you that you're going to hell. Whatever you, there is. You take it to your place. If you don't take it, if you take it to where they're talking about, the person won't be able to manage in life. He'll collapse. He'll start persecuting himself. He'll start, that, it's not a good thing. So therefore, we're going to say harsh things right now. And therefore, it's what takes it to work. Not to say, I'm not a good person, or, oh, I'm going to hell. Might as well enjoy the world and life and whatever is left of life. It's not true. Shamati b'shem ha-tzadik ha-chalban. Rav Arush said, I heard the name of the tzadik, the chalban, the milker, the chulon, or whoever he is, Ramat Gan, whoever he is. The tzadik.
He has a shir every week,
2 hours. You go?
He tells his people, do not stop, do not ask questions. Just let him come in and go on.
Really?
I learned from his books. I have a guy who teaches.
They wrote it in English?
No, it's his father. And it's the opposite. His father goes to Yuri.
Ah.
So we use the three of us to learn from the books.
Wow.
What's your name again?
I don't know his name, I forgot. His name is, we call him Achalban. Achalban, the milker. The milker.
Milkman.
Milkman.
Milkman?
Milkman. Yeah, milkman. Because he used to milk cows. That was his cover.
He makes cheese. He has a cheese company.
That's his called Achalban. Okay, so. Anyways, he said that in Shammai they consider every prohibited sight that a person sees as if he did the Aveva itself. And behold, now we see that everyone besides the woman that a person is married to, halachically, kulan asurot alav, they're all asurot anim, they're all prohibited for him. And in tzah asur adam yistakel al shum isha shebaolam megam punya, comes out that a person is not allowed to look at any married woman, any woman in the world, also a single woman. If she's not yours, you can't look at her. And anyone who looks at her is as if he was with her, Hashem Erachem. Rabbi Aaron Roth, Baal HaShomer Emunim, Kotev, he writes, Shadam olech berchov katan, v'shomer at ha'inayim, Rabbi Aaron Roth says, if you walk through a little street and you guide your eyes, it's as if you finished a little masechta. If you walk through a big street and you guide your eyes, it's as if you finish a big masechta. And I will add, Rav Arush says, that when someone goes and he guards his eyes, when he goes to a wedding hall, it's as if he finished the whole shas. So Rav Arush adds that. Hey, there's no many tzot, it's not stamless stories. This is the truth. Bashamayim, they consider a person, whatever he mitgaber, he overcomes and he guards his eyes, is if he finished the whole masechta v'gemara. Kol zeh medubar dafka kshechayav alechet botam rechovot olot eruah. This is all talking about if a person must go, not now go around and walk all the streets with their eyes closed. That's asur. Kim ulo chayav, because if a person is not chayav to go to these places, asur lo alechet lesham, he's not allowed to go to these places. If he goes to these places, even if he does guard his eyes, he's considered a rasha. Like the Gemara says, if there's a different way to go and you don't go, you consider the Rasha because you put yourself into danger for no reason. Okay, so the Rabbelan writes also in the Tfilot, and he has that a person, one of the ways to Gula for guarding the eyes is to thank Hashem for every time you did guard your eyes. Why? Because then you know it's not from you. Then you take away the kochi v'atzim yodi, like, I did something, I guarded my eyes, I was able to guard my eyes. No. Thank Hashem for every time you guarded the eyes, then you know that it's not from you. You remember that it's from Hashem. Hashem, you made me guard my eyes. Thank you for every time you helped me put my head down. Yeah. Put my eyes down. Habeinu HaKadosh, Zecher HaTzadik, HaKadosh Livaracha, our Holy Rebbe, says, it's brought in Sichot Aran, שיש עבירה שממנה נמשכות כל העבירות. There's a certain עבירה that all the other עבירות are drawn out of this עבירה, ולכן צריכים לעשות תשובה על העבירה הראשונה. Therefore we have to do תשובה on this first עבירה, which is the cause of all the other עבירות. ואז ממנה נמחלות לא כל השאר העבירות. אין שם בשיחה בדיוק. And then ממנה all the other עבירות will be נמחל, will be atoned, will be forgiven for him. It's understood from the context that the Aveira that Rabbeinu is talking about is the Aveira of Gama and Nine, blemishing the eyes. Sheba Machamat Shenetunim Tachat Galut Edom. This comes because we're under America's exile, Edom. Amachtim Elochatim Et Israel, which they make Am Israel sin and they pressure Am Israel. Nimtza Sheim Adam Yaseh Tshuva Al Gama and Nine. So it comes out if a person will do Tshuva and blemishing the eyes, all the Zavayin eyes will be forgiven. It's so beautiful. Go to the field, the tshuva, Hashem help me, Hashem I'm sorry, I want to do better, help me. You come out better than you would have been if you didn't blemish the eyes. Doesn't mean to go around and looking around, yeah, but just that if that happens, Adam shall say tshuva al pgam habrit, a person does tshuva al pgam habrit, he does tshuva on the whole Torah. Why? Because Shmirat HaBrit is correspond to the whole Torah, like it's brought down in the Rabbi Yaakov Abuchatzer, as we brought earlier, in Rabbi Yitzchak Aduri, in other tzaddikim. I just learned today in the Likutei Maran, in the Torah, Chafchet, I think it is. Now Rabbeinu says over there that person has to fix all 365 gidim in the body. Okay? What's the gidim? How do you say gidim in English?
Sinews, really. It's like
the... But you talk about the main...
organs, the...
No, it's not the organs.
Sinews.
It's the main...
Sinews.
And play, all the blood goes through all the arteries and the blood vessels. Yeah, all those. Yeah, that's the lota aset. Omit zot lota aset. The person has to fix them. Do tshuva. Besides doing tshuva, is to fix them, because when a person does aveira, it blemishes everything. But there's one. But then Rabbeinu says, but it's very hard, very heavy, very difficult to fix everything. How would one do such a thing, right? Because besides the 365 main ones, there's all these little veins that go, also small things in the 365, which how can you fix every little detail? How can you fix it? So Rabbeinu said, you fix the main one, which goes all the way to the highest place, which is Pgama Brit, right? When someone fixes Pgama Brit, he goes all the way to the Tiferet. What's Tiferet? Tiferet is the Torah. You see also that Brit, when you fix the Brit, you fix the Torah, basically it's corresponding to the whole Torah Kula. When someone fixes, he works on fixing the Brit, he's working on fixing everything. He's working on fixing everything. When someone blemishes the Brit, his blemishes the Yestor, like we said, and it's also a separation between Kucha Brichu Shchinte. He causes a lot of tzad in the Shechina, but when someone happens, when he works on guarding the breath, and works on guarding the eyes, he brings the unity between Hashem, between the Kucha Brichu Shechinte. He's bringing the Shefa to himself and to the whole world. So that was just to start working. That's all what Hashem is asking for us, to start working from our place. That's all we're learning in this book. To start working. Start to work. Hashem, help me start working. Even if someone has no desire to work on this, so go to the field and say, Hashem, I have no desire to work on this. Hashem, help me. I don't know. I've always said it's important. Rabbeinu talks about it all over the place. Help me. Give me the